Hello and welcome to the AIOps Podcast. Here we evangelize how AIOps platforms can transform your IT ecosystem. To experience the power of AI-led automation, visit our website at www.ziff.ai. Thanks for tuning in. We hope this episode adds value to you.
The second part of our three-part series of the podcast, somehow what Balaji had mentioned, kind of naturally takes us to the second part, which is to say, we heard a little bit about the various sources of data that's available, the various the different kinds of impact that you can have, and some of the challenges also we heard earlier. My question is, what is needed in terms of a pipeline? So if you take for a second out the questions of where you would apply AIML, but you say that, okay, so here are some clear cases that people have mentioned. Each of you have mentioned to me one or two or three cases where you think AIML could be valuable. What would be this architecture at some level? What are the driving factors and ideal solutions from a technology, infrastructure, data availability, business process perspective to make the welcoming of to enable the welcoming of AIML to have an impact? What are the conditions that you see that are needed? Dr. Shivankar, maybe?
Okay. For us, it's very, this question is very valid for our scenario, because as of now, we are sitting on multiple platform, patient operating platform, basically. Now we are running two different patient platforms, like Columbasia and Astral Columbasia and the Manipal Hospitals also. When the company organization is on merger acquisition mode, this is the basic of the thought process, how you create a unified data systems, basically, when you are operating multiple patient operating systems. Once you are creating a unified data systems, which nowadays is called, like, you can say is data lake or lake house architecture, where all your governance, all your data, different type of data will come, and they'll sit on that platform, and you can put analytics, you can put on your all business intelligence over and above all those data structure. So this is the right moment for us to go with AI-enabled ecosystems in our organizations.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shivankar, I just wanted to quickly build on what you had just said and post this question back to you. In podcast one, we heard you talk a little bit about the evolution of solutions you built.
Yeah.
And that evolution of solutions might have seemed a little piecemeal, right? It might have seemed like one app here, one app there, different data sources. So from an architecture standpoint, while, what I hear you saying is that that might have been ideal from a business need standpoint, but from an architecture standpoint, I hear you saying that if you were to build this now, you would do it differently. Is that an accurate characterization?
Yeah. You are rightly said, basically. And the last two, we already crossed 2 years COVID-19 pandemic era. Now that also a business vertical, as a business vertical, telehealth, teleradiology, it's come up. So when this kind of data you are keeping on your data structure, you have to be more analytic from your business thoughts, basically. Otherwise, it will be very difficult to invest so much of amount in the technology. Now you are not getting a return of those things. So from that point, if IT is pushing this kind of technology into these ecosystems, that is also a benefit for both us. Means from technology, as a technology person, it will be benefited for us also, and from the organization, it will be benefited. So this is the right moment for us to support this AI and ML based architecture.
Got it. Dr. Naresh, if I think about AI ML solutions in the healthcare setting, and I break them across three areas, right? I can think of the data sources as a prerequisite, three prerequisites, the data sources, the technology in terms of hardware, architecture, integration with the IT system. And the last one would be algorithms, right? Is it simple rule-based algorithm, basic data mining, or is it like high-end algorithms? Any thoughts on what is the secret sauce in these three aspects? Data, hardware technology, software, and algorithms. What do you think is the right mix out here?
The secret sauce is the job of a CIO to make it happen. Mm-hmm. Right? So I would look at it in two broad ways. One is obviously if you restrict ourselves to a clinical standpoint, right? Mm-hmm. In enhancing the way the efficiency of care or the quality of care we provide to our patients. Mm-hmm. If you restrict ourselves to that, then obviously there's definitely a business case for us to solve. Right. Having said that, first is, as Mr. Shivankar also said, that there are diverse systems because digitization in healthcare industry has come in leaps and bounds. It is not there's a blueprint which is written where every health organization will adopt and no. It depends on the right time, right approach, right solution, right people, etc. So each healthcare organization had its own digital transformation journey, right? So for us to achieve a business use case of providing efficient and better quality of care, then your data sources could be diverse, right? It could be on paper, it could be on an electronic medical record, it could be anything, right? So I would look at the AI ML technology cutting across all these sources to meet the end goal objective.
Right?
Then I would work backwards. And second part of this, while the sources are already there, right, even if it's on paper, we have technology where we could digitize it, get intelligence out of it, and push it back to the EMR, right? We have such technologies available, right? From an infrastructure standpoint, the infrastructure is always there to connect to systems, right? To ensure data is, sent from a source to a target system. So from an architecture perspective, while we're trying to solve the end game, right, if we start working backwards, then these sources and the technology would cut across each of the sources to make that end case happen.
Got it. Okay. So I'll ask you this question, Balaji. Just from data and technology as angle, do you see any no-brainers or major red flags? Would you say, hey, here are some tech-related or data-related practices that you just need to follow in, with AI ML, or here are some things that are red flags? Any thoughts or insights there?
I would actually consider a lot of it as red flags.
Okay.
Let me clarify that, because while I think there is enough data within the healthcare ecosystem or within the hospital's ecosystem, it is still, the old philosophy of garbage in, garbage out, right? Where I think there is enough data for the sample size to be pretty big for us to figure out what various models can do and all of that stuff. And volumes are also there. But I think there is significant data quality, which is a problem. Mm-hmm. When I say that this is a different quality is a problem, it's not man-created or it's not a human-created problem. It is because the hospital uses so many systems which are third-party systems rather than being homegrown. And even if it's homegrown, it's not a very homogeneous integration, that the data interoperability continues to remain a big issue. Mm. And hence, that poses a big amount of pre-step before running it through a model of data cleansing and data scrubbing. That's number one. Number two, because it's a very highly regulated market, mm-hmm. because of the regulatory requirements or compliance requirements, there is significant restriction on personal data, which unfortunately is the hallmark of the healthcare data, which cannot be shared. And hence, people have to scrub it before sending it. And while I understand that patient names and others may not be of such a great relevance with regards to running it through an AI ML model. So scrubbing it or data obfuscation there may work, but I'm not too sure additional of the, in addition to the patient data, if there are any other data which could create that challenge while doing data scrubbing or data obfuscation before it is passed to a model. Mm-hmm. I think irrespective of whichever the problem is, mm-hmm. there is a fear of this data not being represented right as a starting point in many of the hospitals and providers and operation units within the hospitals, which actually puts a barrier, entry barrier for them to explore some of these things. So there is a big education slash counseling slash collaboration session which needs to happen even before you take the data and pass it to a model, getting the data right to be able to pass it through an AI ML model. And this is a practical problem we are seeing everywhere.
Got it. And any comment on purely on the hardware side? Are you seeing a similar requirement to run AI ML algorithms from a hardware perspective? Or are you all moving to the cloud? How is that
working? Hardware and infrastructure doesn't seem to be a problem. Two problems, as I said, are one is data and the ability to have right data. Mm-hmm. And two, because it's dealing with a lot of data, people could abuse it if not used the right way. So there is significant amount of compliance clearance which is needed before things can move forward and be passed on to somebody who's a specialist in AI ML who will be able to drive some conclusions or intelligent insights out of it. These two seem to be the biggest problem. Hardware and underlying infrastructure doesn't seem to be a problem these days, especially with the advent of public clouds and other stuff.
Exactly, right. So I'm guessing clouds are becoming a big use, but that's true across the board, right? Not necessarily in the AI ML. Space.
That's true across the board, but healthcare per se has been a little drag. Okay. It's a laggard in terms of adoption of cloud compared to many other industries. But I think they are also seeing the rationale behind how it can help them drive a lot of newer ways of operations, newer ways of cost optimizations, and newer models of how they would like to calculate their P&Ls and make it worthy for the CIO or CTO to be able to spend a little more to get some valuable insights. So I think there is a shifting trend towards that.
Okay, no, very interesting. I wanted to thank you all so much for your valuable insight in podcast 2 of the 3-part series, where we just talked about the technology and data infrastructure related issues with adoption of AI ML in healthcare.
Thanks for listening to the AIOps podcast. Schedule a free demo today to experience the power of AI-led automation that can transform your IT ecosystem into a zero-incident enterprise. After all, zero is the new normal. Let us make this a reality for you.